You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I am sure that Billy had to wait later than he usually has to wait for useless sound montage because he had to wait for Mike Tomlin after a late game on Monday night to be available to him. What is your level of misery right now and your level of confidence on the useless sound montage, having had to wait late into the night last night for Tomlin to finish talking?
Yeah. It's like a four.
Okay. Nice. Wow.
Ish.
Wow.
Ooh, ish.
All right.
Yeah. How late were you up waiting for Tomlin to...
I woke up this morning. I'm not waiting up for Tomlin.
Well, okay, so how
yeah,
early...
I'm watch Bears,
how
Steelers,
early did you have to wake up?
Game,
how early did you have to wake up in order to get this useless... It's not a useless sound montage unless it has Tomlin in it, correct?
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd say I got up... I beat the sun today.
All right.
And the sun's getting up earlier than ever.
Yep.
And don't get me started on that, because now traffic is even worse, because apparently people just wait for the sun to get up to start driving.
Right. Yeah.
And there's a lot more traffic than there used to be, and I'm not about that.
It's annoying.
I'm pretty sure last night I saw Mike Tomlin blink during that game.
No, you did not.
What?
That's not. That's
at
impossible.
Just one point, I was like, I thought they cut to him, and I was like, I think I just saw a blink, and it would have been the first time ever.
First time for everything.
Impossible.
Or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I saw the sun last night. It was the moon.
We will get to the useless sound montage in just a second. It's a highlight of every week. But Chris Whittingham opposes you on daylight savings time. You guys have contrary opinions on this subject, because he, for some reason, and I haven't gotten his explanation for this, we're going into another room to get him right now. He, for some reason, he now believes, after something happened this weekend, he believes in daylight savings.
Typical him.
Yeah.
Typical Whittingham.
Let's hear what he has to say.
So was there learning done? Did you do some learning on daylight savings? What happened that changed your mind? Did you not have an opinion before?
So I've always loathed daylight savings time. Loathed it. Because we're going back an hour and it's dark now at 6 p.m. However, until I started working here, I never had a job that required me to be there in the morning. I've always been afternoons, nights,
life.
Weekends.
Seriously.
I have to be honest. It's been an adjustment. It's been an adjustment. However, sun being out at 6:15, nice. Pretty useful.
Yeah.
Because I try to use natural daylight along with my stove to allow myself to wake up in the morning.
No, but Chris is right. Like last week, I felt so alone driving to these studios, and now I don't feel quite so alone.
Yeah, but I was alone on the road. Now I'm not. Now everybody's up at the same exact time that it was before, with the sun clogging up all the lanes.
Now we know Witty is the one. He's the guy that, like, oh, he's so excited it's daylight, he's leaving for work earlier. You're making traffic worse.
Yeah.
People like you.
I mean, I leave at the same time, but I have more pep in my step.
Yeah, that's great.
More pep in your step.
Because of the sun. Being out early.
What about the cold, though? I don't like having to put on a jacket.
Well, do you get depressed at 4:30 when it's dark for the night?
Jeez.
What are you talking about?
The last 2 days we left the house, it's been like 61, 62. I'm throwing a jacket.
Incredible.
By the time I get to the studio, the jacket's not needed anymore.
It's been brutal.
Whining.
But Chris,
it snowed this weekend.
It's been cold in the morning. But Chris, what you lose is the ability to play golf until like 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
that's what I lose at least.
That is true.
But when I used to drive here before we went back an hour, I felt like anytime I was sober. I'm sober every time. Every time I drive to work. But when you pass a cop,
wait, what?
At 6 a.m. and it's dark out, you feel like you've done something wrong. You feel like that cop might pull you over just because you're out in the road and no one else
is.
How
do you guys handle passing cops? You got to do it just like a couple miles an hour over the speed limit. What's this? The most you guys will go? I know this might be a white thing.
I feel more confident.
Very much
like
a white thing.
My theory is, if you slow down, they think you're doing something wrong.
Yes,
if you speed up, you have no fear of the cop.
I would say you release the accelerator. You release the accelerator, but you don't brake.
That's heavy play.
Like the speed limit on 95 is 65. I like a good 67, 68 miles an hour. You can pass a cop.
Dangerous game.
I would say so. My rule is eight over.
If I'm eight over, you see a cop and you go eight over.
I don't accelerate to eight over.
Oh my god!
I'm ten over.
I hover. What's wrong with you guys? Do you really think that a cop is going to pull you over for going 73 and a 65?
Billy, if the speed limit. Oh, Roy! Damn it.
I usually go eight over, and then if I get pulled over, lizard in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, good shout.
It's happened to me.
Well, Roy, yes, you keep ending this argument because we keep hearing from people who are not black on this subject, and their experience, not surprisingly,
very privileged,
with the police is a good deal different. You might be surprised to know that my father occasionally will drive past a police officer, and a middle finger will go
that
up.
Under the window.
Oh, a secret middle finger that only he sees
Woody
and anyone else sees.
I can't believe that Woody has ever given the middle finger
like to anyone. X-ray.
Woody does it under the steering wheel.
What?
Secret digit.
They know.
Sidget.
They know.
What? The secret finger.
Do you want to be the fast car in a group that is speeding or the last car? I think you want to be the first one, right?
Because
the last
be one's the
one. Yeah, well, the last one's the one that gets caught by the cop.
Right.
Ooh, that's a good point. So I would say if there's a group of speeders, I think you are right. As long as you're not speeding far beyond everyone
else. Correct,
yes. If everyone's going like 12 over, as long as everyone's doing it, you're good.
Nothing worse than a cop that's going like 63. It's like you're just doing this thing.
You want everyone to stay behind because you're a cop. I don't care if you're a cop. You're 63. I'm going 73. That's the speed limit on 95. No, I'm not. I'm not getting behind the cop. Get out of here.
When you see a cop speed, do you think, you know what? I'll just go this cop speed because then I'm not breaking
tailgate
the law.
Tailgate is following
the
law.
No.
In and out. Boom, boom, boom.
No.
Yeah, why not?
Speed limit.
But what are they going to do to you? They're
going
to say you're driving recklessly. Like, I'm just doing what you're doing.
I'll follow behind a cop.
Wait, if a cop's going 63 and I decide to go 70, he cannot pull me over.
No, we're saying if he's going fast. Let's say he speeds by you at 69 miles an hour. Nice. I'm falling right there with him.
I will trail him till wherever he goes.
How about if it's an ambulance or a fire truck?
Oh, I hate those people. I know what you're going to say.
But will you get behind them?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
And then it's the parting of the Red Sea for you, and you just go through all the traffic because you're pretending to be with the ambulance.
Shoot the gap.
I'd use him as like an offensive lineman.
There you go.
You guys are the worst.
This happened to me recently where an ambulance is going through. I have to veer off to the outside, basically not in a lane. And I'm going, I'm in the middle of the intersection unless I follow the truck. And so I went with the truck.
If I see a fire truck going by me with lights on, I call it Rob Conrad.
But the ambulance is the Tony Baselli of automobiles, right?
God, it's that reference, it's explanation.
Blocking
fullback
back
the
lead
blocker from the year 2003.
Who was lost at sea?
He was lost at sea.
So you guys see a fire truck and then you decide I'm getting behind the fire truck?
Time for the useless sound montage.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I'm just appreciative of the standards that's been set by those that have come before me. All of us are here. That standard, man, is, you know, is inspirational for us. It inspires us. It challenges us. And so I'm just thankful to be a part of this thing that is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I think every game in the NFL is so tough.
It's just little things here and there. I mean, that's how it is in this league.
A lot of little things add up to big things.
Too little, too late.
Slow start, I think, put us behind the eight ball from the get-go.
If it's not broke, don't fix it, right?
And the Dak stacked against you like that, you got to respond.
Yeah, we can't have a quarterback throwing the ball up in the air. He knows that. I know that.
I know that I shouldn't be turning the ball over the way that I am.
You can't beat yourself.
We had a plan for it. We didn't execute.
I didn't play very well.
Played like... Excuse my language, but that starts with me.
We got to do a better job coaching. It starts with me.
I got to be better. This one's on me.
Always good to get a win. It's good to get a win.
I'd rather be walking away with the win than a lot of yards, so I'm glad we got the win.
Put the ball in Matt Ryan's hand. The game on the line. My money's on Matt.
Oh, I'd rather not be behind. Like, I'd rather just step on the gas and just keep going.
I've always said doing something and accomplishing something gives you confidence and belief. You don't need to go sit on some psychologist's couch and get it. That's just a bunch of okay? You got to do it on the field between the white lines. You got to do it with your actions, not with your words.
Honestly, at the end of the day, we just need to be better.
We got beat. We got thumped in every aspect of the game.
We were able to access all parts of the field, and that's what you have to do.
Guys, they have a Twitter site that's at NFL officiating. Just tweet at them. I don't get any special answers. So just tweet them and see if they respond to you.
I choose to believe that tonight was not the reflection of who we are. We can look at it, we'll correct it, and we'll keep it moving.
This team's got to grow up. So I say that respectfully towards our guys. We got a bunch of great guys.
The formula is not easy. The formula of getting better is not easy, but we know what it is, right? It's going to work every single day.
You talk about, you know, what helps you improve. To me, you just keep it simple. You go back to what's really important in this game. It's fundamentals.
That's the name of the game, right? If you're consistent and you did everything well all the time, you'd be 17-0. So that's how this league works.
You got to go 1-0 each week, and the only way to do that is to grow every single day and to go to work like they went to work last week.
The moment, you know, you get too high, sometimes that rug gets snatched from underneath you and you fall flat on your face, and we don't want to experience that again.
We had a bunch of guys playing out there. We had a bunch of guys that were praying. I promise you, I was doing some praying. A lot of our fans are doing some praying, too.
Clearly, our energy didn't exceed our opponent, and that's disappointing.
The thing that we've been kind of blessed with through all this is that when we've made these mistakes, we've overcome them, but we've also paid for them. We paid dearly for them with touchdowns.
The results aren't there right now, but what's going on here is that there's growth under the soil. I put a picture of a flower up, right? And that it's coming through the ground, and the roots are growing out, and the roots are continuing to grow out.
The idea is not to give your opponent anything. It's to take what you can, give away nothing. That's winning football.
Only way the roots grow out every single day and they grow stronger and they grow better is if that we all water, we all fertilize, we all do our part to water to make sure that when it does pop out, it really pops out and it grows.
And we've done a lot of giving, but we've also done a lot of overcoming.
Just keep doing what we're doing. Keep watering. Keep and look at yourself first and know if you are watering and are you fertilizing every day. So when it's time to pop, it'll pop.
Okay, I'd like to cut down on the giving. You know, even though it's Thanksgiving coming up, you know, we'll be thankful for the overcoming. But we've got work to do still. That turned out pretty good, actually.